Hello, this 5 minutes of prophetess, the word of God, episode 172. And Hebrews 4:12 is our golden scripture, and we're reading Hebrews 4:12. By this time, you should be able to say it offhand, like I'm saying it now, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So that is Hebrews 4:12. Then we add James 1:22 to it, and it says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And we say that you will not be walk in self-delusion. No, you will not walk in self-delusion. You will be a doer of the word. So as you're hearing these things I'm saying, you are doing them. I said in the previous episode that take no thoughts. Then he said, Jesus added in Matthew chapter 6, take no thought saying, because now when you say what you're thinking and it is negative, then you have a blast. You might not see it, but you see the results. So what should you do? This same principle can be applied in Matthew 6, 25 to 34. You can now apply it to scripture, to the word of God. Instead of taking thoughts of negative things, what will I eat, what will I drink, how will I take care of my children's school fees, how will I get pregnant, how will the pregnancy stay, how will I get married, when will I have to pay my dues, what is going to happen to me, all those things. When you take them and then you say it, you are not just thinking, now you're saying it. That's development in the negative side. So the same thing can be applied in scripture, that you will take this scripture and you take thoughts, you think about it, think about that scripture, think about, then you say it. And when you think and you say, oh my God, my God, my God, something beautiful will happen to you. So he said, now therefore take no thought saying, Matthew 6 from verse 30, therefore take no thought saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. Then he says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Oh, then he said, take therefore no thoughts for the morrow. Some people also now, it's just thinking of the future. Oh, futuristic thinking, what will happen? And then you go into your future, you look through it. You know, some people walk through their future, you look into it, and you say, no, you don't even know what will happen to your future. You think your future will not amount to anything. How can you think like that? Why don't you focus on the word that says that you are the head and not the tail, and says that you are the glory of God. You say Christ in you, the hope of glory. Why don't you think on that? Why would you focus on the negative? Think on the word. Take no thought, but if you take thought and you will say it, then take thought of the word. Think of the word. Think through the word. Handle the word. Look at it. And say it. The word you've read, the word you've studied, the word you've thought through, say those words for yourself. Say it on your life. Say it. Say it, I will live and not die to declare the works of God. Say it, that no, I frustrate all the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Job 5. Say the word concerning you. Say the word concerning you, that you will see your children's children with long life. He will satisfy you. Say those things. And when you think and you say, then you have planted the word of God in your heart. Oh, I know that you are coming forth as a woman and a man of the word of God. You will take thoughts of the word, and you will not just do that, but you say what you read. You say what you're studying. You say what you're reading. You will say it for yourself. Personalize it, and you will live it. That is when you begin to do the word. Do the word. Act on the word. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.